Good day. This is the Technologist KS3 Daily Briefing for January 18th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by subscribing to this podcast wherever you're listening to it. Share this podcast with everyone that you know, and then also make sure that you're listening to it on a daily basis so that way that you can get the latest in technology news, but then also to hear the truth about technology. But then also, if you have an Amazon Alexa, an Amazon Echo type device, please go to your Alexa app and make sure that you do a search for Technologist KS3 and enable that skill. So that way that you can say, Alexa, tell me my briefing. And Alexa will play this podcast. Yes. So let's get on with the briefing. First up is Verizon. Verizon has done something that I think is well overdue and probably years overdue, is that they are actually giving away their protection tools to all Verizon users in March. What that means is that with the increase of robocalls and whatnot, that everybody is getting all the spam calls, now they are providing tools so that way that you can know what calls are real and legitimate and those are ones that are fake that you just need to ignore. I think it's great that they're doing that. I'm an AT&T subscriber, and one of the things that I've noticed recently is that AT&T is telling me when there's a telemarketer or a spam call that's coming in, and I'm not sure exactly if anybody else is getting that or if it's just a recent update type thing, but I think it's great that the carriers now are finally being more proactive and giving the tools for people to actually use to weed out all these calls, because it's absolutely getting ridiculous in my opinion. Also next, Apple. Apple is actually teaming with Johnson & Johnson to see if the Apple Watch Series 4 can detect strokes before they happen. Now, this is absolutely pretty amazing for a company like Johnson & Johnson, which makes medical devices as well as all types of devices and products, is that they're being proactive and utilizing the technology that is available to see if something preventative can actually happen. And I applaud this type of partnership, and we're going to see an increasing amount of partnerships like this. And this is a very exciting time, because now that instead of having to go to the doctor on a regular basis, you can inform your doctor on things that are happening with your body as they're happening, so that way that you can take steps in order to prevent something worse happening. And we'll see where this goes. There's more announcements later on this year for this, and I can't wait until all of those are actually discussed and actually announced. But then also with Apple, what's interesting is that they have released a series of videos today that is all about made with iPad Pro. And they're running these series of commercials or ads all on YouTube, and you'll see them on TV as well, that shows on how you can be productive with an iPad Pro versus being a consumer. And one of the things I like is that they actually show on how you can create a podcast, and it shows you exactly what I am doing literally like right now while I'm recording this podcast, and it is absolutely awesome. And they use Anchor for the platform, and that's exactly what I use. No front, you may have heard that on the sponsor, and I think Anchor is one of my sponsors. They are one of my sponsors, which is absolutely awesome. But yeah, if you want to create a podcast and you have an iPad Pro, you can do this exact same thing. And even if you have a USB-C microphone that you can attach to it so you get some high quality audio, you can do that with your iPad Pro. That's what I'm running it right now. And it is so awesome to see that Apple is being proactive and showing what people can actually do with these tablets. Absolutely awesome. Next up is Google. If you are a Google person that loves to use Google Maps, I use it from time to time. Or if you use Waze, which is owned by Google, what's happening with Google Maps is that they're implementing something that Waze has been known for and famous for, and I use it for, and to basically, it uses crowdsourcing in order to detect basically speed traps and cameras and traffic and whatnot. So they're implementing that into Google Maps, and that way too, you can also get a icon showing you the speed limit of whatever road that you're on. So that way that if you're paying attention to your phone, or your map, which kind of shouldn't be, but it will indicate whether or not what the speed limit is, just in case there aren't any signs around, this is cool. And good job. This is actually a pretty good move. Next up is Facebook. Facebook, of course, I've talked about it yesterday and the day before and last week. Facebook has been in the press for the wrong reasons. And I'm not sure today is no exception, but what Facebook has done is, one, first, they've redesigned their Messenger app, so that's been rolling out to all users. So next time you update your app, you'll probably know, say, hey, Messenger looks a little bit different now. Well, there's some validity to it because Facebook updated it to make it, to declutter it, to make it easier to use. Thank you. But they are also trying to get the teen market back by creating an app called LOL. Well, you know, LOL means laughing out loud. But this is a series of basically clips and memes for teens. Something like the platform TikTok. My niece is on that platform. I haven't, honestly, haven't really looked at it yet. I probably should. But they're aiming for that product to be just like that. So, hey, I think it's good for Facebook to really be in front of and try to capture all markets. And they shouldn't be poo-pooed for doing that. Plain and simple. So Microsoft is ending support for Windows Mobile by the end of this year on December 19th. Now, I don't know if I know anybody that has Windows Mobile, but Microsoft themselves are urging people to go to iOS or Android. Yeah, that's pretty sad, right? They're really making sure, they're letting you know that, hey, we failed at Windows Mobile and we want you to be comfortable with using our products on a different platform. Well, this is another strategic move that Microsoft is making that is so undercover that I would not be surprised if Microsoft gets up to $1 trillion valuation this year. I'm just saying, mark my words, it's January 18th, 2019. We'll see. So, at last, this weekend marks something really special. And it's only going to happen this one time this year. And this actually occurs on Sunday night at 10:33 through about 12:43. And that is a total lunar eclipse. Yes, today, this weekend, we get to see a super blood wolf moon, which means it is this huge moon that goes under a total eclipse, and it's super red. I can't wait. Hopefully, it's not cloudy, but wherever you are, you'll be able to see it during those hours as well. But this is all Eastern time, so it is great to be able to see a total lunar eclipse. And I just forgot on when the next one will be. But either case, for a super blood moon, it's rare. Go ahead and see it while you can, particularly here in the United States. And that is so awesome. So this actually ends the briefing for January 18th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. This is the Technologies KH3 Daily Briefing. Make sure that this weekend that you definitely take a look at the total lunar eclipse. But then also make sure that you are going through your photographs and making sure that you have them all backed up in multiple places. And the reason why is because when you're taking a photo, and hopefully you have a high quality smartphone with good pictures, make sure that you get rid of all the bad pictures and keep the ones that you really want to value and you want to keep for generations here on out. But that's it. So thank you for listening. Make sure you're sharing this podcast with everyone else. And then also, please support my sponsor, Go Somewhere Travel. Go to GoSoTravel.com. Today and this period, today and this week and this period of time and this month is a great time to book your travel for 2019. There's so many things that are in deals and specials that you can take advantage of, so that way that you can live legendary by taking a trip. Everyone have a wonderful weekend, and talk to you all on Monday.
Are you currently listening to this podcast in traffic, wishing that you were somewhere else? Perhaps you want to go to the beach, or perhaps you may want to climb a mountain. Well, either case, visit GoSoTravel.com and book your next vacation. That is GoSoTravel.com.